Biden threatens to remove governors who oppose his vaccine demands. Civil war now likely. Everyone, Johnny Storm, don't speak. And he's going to use the 14th Amendment to do it, saying that these governors are in rebellion, essentially, or an insurrection, because they won't follow the mandates of the federal government, which is not how it works. But you see, nobody knows how the Constitution works anymore because they've dumbed everybody down over the last, 100 years plus. So nobody really knows what their rights truly are. So now we have this. We have this demonic sock puppet named Biden trying to impose the Mark of the Beast death jab on everybody in the United States. And a lot of governors, of course, are issuing statements in direct opposition to this federal vaccine mandate, which is really what it is. There's no opting out here. Sure, you can get your exemptions and so forth. But this should never even be a question. This is still an experimental gene therapy treatment that they're lying about openly. And it's just amazing to see all the lemmings lining up for it. Just incredible to me. But the great delusion is here. And the Fourth Reich is here. It's not just in America. Austria has begun restricting only the unvaccinated. So it begins there too. They're saying it's the new Fourth Reich. They're not going to have any more general lockdowns for the entire population in Austria. Now, it's only going to be the unvaccinated who are restricted, just as it will be here. As we talked about on August 26th, vaccine checkpoints in the USA coming soon to a street or highway near you, just like DUI roadblocks. I got a lot of this information from Dave Hodges, which you don't like as a source, and I don't use him a lot either. But the thing is, dead on this story, look what's coming. Scanning the card to your phone to use in public, a public QR reader will ultimately be the way that your vaccinated status is checked. We know this. What did we just get done covering over the last 2 weeks? And then it will double its contact tracing for COVID or whatever the variant flavor of the week is. Indeed, now they're even talking about the flu coming back again. I mean, it never went away. They just took all the flu cases and slapped COVID on it. Unreal. But people would go, oh, okay. You won't be able to board an airplane or take any kind of public transportation, even with the mask, without this pass. You won't be able to buy groceries, enter any public or private store. Eventually, public utilities will be made unavailable without your documentation. Indeed, they will. If you can't prove it, then they'll just cut your power off. What do you think the smart meters are for? They don't have to come out and shut it off now. They can just do it remotely. No medical service will be available to any resistor. Emergency healthcare will be withheld without the documentation. Compliance will be a prerequisite to obtaining or refilling your prescriptions. I mean, guys, like I told you about back then on August 26th, the pressure as we get towards October, November is going to be exponentially worse. So what Biden just got done talking about is just the beginning. Then you have Los Angeles going to be the first major school district to mandate COVID vaccines for students over 12. And remember, in most states, you do not have to have parental consent over the age of 12. As long as they're 12 or older, they can consent themselves. Better check your state laws on that, and you better keep your kids advised and, wary of this stuff. But this is coming too, and they're also going to ban homeschooling. So don't think you're going to be able to homeschool for too much longer either. I mean, you can, and I would advise you to do so, but they're going to outlaw it, is what I'm saying. At this point, who cares what they say? Because they're all outlaws. Nothing that he's doing is lawful, ethical, moral. It's against God's laws, against harming myself. Even natural law says you don't harm yourself. Unreal. animals in the animal kingdom don't go harming themselves for the greater good of the herd. I mean, come on. Natural immunity is the way to go. Really the only way to go. In fact, let's take a look at that again. Everybody seems to forget because the news cycle moves so quickly. Look at this. This is what 2 weeks ago, August 28th. This ends the debate. This Israeli study shows natural immunity is 13 times more effective than vaccines at stopping Delta or any other variant. All the variants are BS anyway. They haven't isolated the first one yet. They just have a genetic sequence that they've thrown together, cobbled together from different sources, make basically a Frankenstein mixture, and they call that SARS-CoV-2. They don't know, and they definitely don't have a test that shows if it's Delta or Mu or whatever it is this week. But this article and this study should have ended the debate, but they buried it as soon as it came out. It barely got mentioned. Why would it? Here you have Israel, this study showing natural immunity is 13 times more effective, and yet they're the most vaccinated nation in the world. And they have more cases than anyone in the world, and they're being banned from travel to Sweden and other places. They can't, Israelis can't travel there, because they're carrying such high viral loads and compared to people who haven't been vaccinated, especially. But natural immunity, 13 times more effective. And I would guess it's probably even higher than that. But that's a conspiracy theory now. Your immune system doesn't exist anymore. Only the government can regulate your immune system. It's unreal. And the people are just falling in line for it. It still blows my mind. You can show people fact after fact after fact, and it just bounces right off. That just tells me the great delusion is definitely here. So get ready for unparalleled levels of tyranny. Not being able to shop or do anything, get medical care, nothing without a vax pass. The Mark of the Beast system's here. And it's in a QR code. And eventually you will be the QR code when they get you vaxxed up. That's the real goal here. It's about control. It's not about a virus. They're using the virus as a ruse, as the big lie. And sadly, most people are buying into it. All right, well, that's it for now. I'll keep my eyes on things as always. Don't forget, don'tspeaknews.com, where you're at right now, is home base for everything that we do, as I do very little on YouTube anymore because there's very little you can do on YouTube anymore. So pretty much everything I'm going to do, 99% of it's going to be here. YouTube is just going to be for sending you here to let you know there's a new video up. So this is home base. You can get to everything we do from here, the podcast, the alternate video channels like BitChute, Leland Jones videos and blogs are here, and so forth. And of course, we're listener supported only. So if you'd like to support us, the donation tab is here. And all the links to do so are right here. And we thank you very much for that. Okay. That's it for now. God bless. Take care. Johnny Storm, don't speak.